This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And I'm thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. Just thanking God for salvation, how through the hearing of the Word of God, I obeyed the Word of God, and now I'm saved from my sins. I've laid down a life of sin to obedience unto God. And truly, I'm thanking God that now that I've come to God, we follow on to know more of God, to understand His ways. The teaching teaches us what God is requiring. And truly, I can say God has given us a pastor after His own heart, who's teaching us wisdom and knowledge of God. And truly, that's why we're honoring Him in His 18th appreciation service at 425 West Laconia Boulevard. We're thanking God for what God has given us. Give honor to whom honor is due. And I thank God so much for our great pastor who gives us knowledge of what God is requiring of us to be saved from sin. And truly, I thank God for our great pastor, and he's a great teacher. I present unto you our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. So our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are going to talk about what it means to be healed in God. Before we get into that thought, we're going to hear Incorruptible. Sister Paris.
Seed incorruptible.
Beautiful. That is most beautiful. Thank God for our Sister Paris. Thank God for our musicians.
Yes.
It's about a life lived, and that's why we're able to celebrate whatever it sounds like. Deacon Thina, thank God, thank God.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. And this door came through our great Bishop Barfield, who came out from Port Clinton. God gave her the vision of her ministry out in California, in Los Angeles, in 52, I believe it was. And when she came out here to search out the vision, God brought her into the knowledge of his commandments. And she was like unto Paul. Everything before that, she counted it as dung. And she began to preach God's word in its entirety, or after knowledge, which is God's commandments. If we want to be healed from sin, you need the commandments. That's how you get all of your healings. As the Lord said, as they went, they were healed. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. This word stands for eternity. This is how you get wisdom, by keeping and obeying God.
Yes.
This is how we get our blessings. And the blessings come in forms of healings, gifts, benefits. It comes through obedience. Let's go to St. John 12:35. Now, I made the comment, regardless of how it sounds, it's about the life lived. But to me, she sounds pretty good. And I'm pretty sure all of us sound pretty good until we mention the commandments. We want to kind of stay on the commandments. So if you don't like that word, you better just turn to another program. And if you don't like the commandments, you don't like God's word, because that's what the commandments is. And moreover, it's who God is. He's the word. He is the commandment. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 12:35, what does it say, Deacon Franny?
Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you.
What?
Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you.
What?
For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth.
So when you're walking in darkness, in other words, when you're walking in anything but God's light, it may seem clear to you, but you really don't know where you're going. But if you walk in the light, you know where you're going, because you can see. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What it's saying is, if you have a doctrine you really don't have no understanding about, you're not going anywhere. But when you come to the knowledge of God, you know where you're going, and you can perform it through the knowledge.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's read the 46th verse. What does it say? I am come.
I am come, a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness.
So the minister should provide knowledge to the people, light.
Yes, yes.
Knowledge that you can live for God. As we read before, he said, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom. But before that, it says, teach them statutes and judgments. Teach them the word. We have to be taught, because it's not seen from the naked eye. It's got to be spiritually taught. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
It says, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not.
So it's like the doctor. If you don't believe the commandments is the word of God, that's a choice. We just sow the seed. We just spread the word. What if some don't believe? It don't make God's word of none effect. You cannot take one precept out of the 10 and it hasn't been done away with. If it has, nobody has sin because you can't define it. Isn't that beautiful? You define sin by God's word. Now you have to be taught what these gods are that you put before God, how we can take his, make graven images, how we can take his name in vain, on. And the main thing in his word so far is remembering the Sabbath day. They got the day wrong. Christians all over the world. Because he didn't honor the first day of the week as the day of rest. He honored his Father's Day. It's the Sabbath, which is the seventh day in any time in history or now. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For I came not to judge the world.
What?
But to save the
world. We don't do the same thing. We're not coming to judge the world. We're not out here saying, you sinners, get in here. We're not doing that. We don't tell our children that. Mm-hmm. Not judging the world, but we come to save the world by making known what his will is. That's all we're doing here. Yes. We make known what's acceptable to God. Yes. You got a choice, believe it or not. Yes. But your job is not to sit here and find out they ain't doing it. Talk to yourself. Nice. Do I want to do this or do I not? It's up to you. Right. Not what somebody's doing yesterday or did yesterday. It's the knowledge today. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. What?
He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words
what?
Hath one that judgeth him.
I'm not the author of this. God is. Yes. If one chooses, when it's done away with, that's your choice. Mm-hmm. But if you do away with the word, what's the preachers preaching? Yes. Well, they're preaching the same thing. They're not going to say you can steal and kill because you can't. They know that. They're going to say, well, remember the Sabbath, but it's Sunday. No, it's not. It's the seventh day. Yes. And Billy got all his gods. All kind of days. Even got that little Irish fella sitting here. He got a day. The little green man. What do you call him? Leprechaun man. What do they call that day?
Saint Patrick.
I don't know anything about Patrick, was he a saint or not. But I know one thing. God ain't gave him no day. Moses ain't got no day. What's Saint Patrick doing with a day? About a clover field. That ain't his clovers. God's clovers. All right. What are we reading? Read.
The word that I have spoken,
what?
The same shall judge him
so
in the last day.
It's the word that's going to judge us. How about those gods and the images and taking his name in vain and not remembering the Sabbath and not honoring the Father, not honoring his word? Because if you don't honor the Sabbath, you don't honor God.
Right.
What about those killing, committing adultery, stealing, bearing false, that you can't do that because if it's done away with, you can do it.
Right.
That's how you define it, right? How plain is that? Right. So when you do it, now I'm healed. Right? Because God is concerned about healing the soul, not your pinky. It's the soul. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Isaiah 8:20.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Well, everybody ain't going to say beautiful.
All right.
I'm only concerned about those here, and those here don't say beautiful. That's all right, too. Because God's word is right all by itself.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
And? And that's a wrong thing to sit up here and try to say, well, you do it. Well, who you learned it from?
Right.
If you can ask me if you can ask me or tell me you do it, why are you here?
Right.
I'm assuming you're assuming I'm doing it.
Right.
I'm giving you light.
Yes.
Where else you getting light from?
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? All right. Isaiah 8:20, what does it say?
To the law and to the testimony.
What?
If they speak not according to this word, it is because... Now
wait, that's the word they got to speak according to. Mm-hmm. The law. So they don't want to talk about the law because when they do, all those gods are in there. They have to explain that.
Right.
They have to explain about all those graven images, these crosses and little winglet things they carry, little angels with wings flying and stuff. You know, angels got no wings. Superman didn't have wings. I'd rather be like Superman if you got to have a wing. Because if you ain't got no wing, you can't nobody clip you, right? Okay. Okay. Forget about that then. Okay. Thank God. Where are we reading? Where are we reading?
If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
They ain't got no light. That way he said, ye are the light of the world. So all these preachers preaching... They're not preaching the commandments. That's what the Lord said. My Father gave me commandments. They ain't got no light in them. So why would you listen to them? And most of them have no light. They don't believe in living holy. These don't have any light. You know who they are? Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. What's another one? Lutheran. Episcopalian. African Episcopal. Wow. You can get choked on some of these names. African Episcopal. Apostolic. Catholic. Mm-hmm. Most of them say Catholic, but it's Catholic.
Yes,
what else?
Seventh-day Adventist.
Seventh-day Adventist. That's an event we want to.
Not
what? Jehovah Witness. And none of these live holy, and yet all of them say, "I got the Holy Ghost." If you got the Holy Ghost, you live holy.
Right.
Now the Lord says, "Is holiness unto the Lord?" Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So where all these other things come in? That came from man's mind. God ain't had nothing to do with that. Jesus may never had no skull cap. I'm not talking about our brothers, the Jews. We're Jews.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Jesus talked about, he said, you, the phylacteries, want to be seen.
Yes,
yes. We're not here for that.
Mm-hmm.
We put out all these signs that we're this and that. Next thing you know, we get our cars bombed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to just say, come get me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But we trust God that he keep Jerusalem in peace. I'm talking about spiritual Jerusalem.
That's right.
16th verse, what does it say?
16. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples.
But well, that's the Old Testament. That's what Jesus did. Let's go there. Matthew. Let's go to Matthew 5.
All right.
Jesus was diligently sealing the disciples with the law. Because that's what he had. That's where his heart was.
Right.
Matthew 5 and 14, what does it say?
Ye are the light of the world.
Now, wait a minute. If you're light,
mm-hmm.
they must have had God's law. Because it says, to the law and to the testimony, they speak not according to that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not speaking according to God's testimony. This is God's testimony. If you say, remember the first day of the week,
right.
It's remember the Sabbath day. And if you're not living holy, if you can't keep something holy, if you're not a holy person,
right?
Mm-hmm. And all these gods, all of that, that's some junk.
Right.
Read.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be.
Wait a minute. So if you're the minister that God sent,
mm-hmm.
and we're the light of the world, you can't be hid, neither can these commandments.
Right.
Everything about their mouth should be about those commandments.
Yes.
You may not say commandments, but it should be, you got to remember God's holy Sabbath.
That's right.
To keep it holy. And in these 10 precepts, you see the meats and drinks, and none of them in there. Because all of that before was about the service.
Yes.
You don't just come to God any kind of way.
Right.
But now, guess how you come? You come with honor, honoring those that carry God. And you honor those that carry God, they're going to tell you what's acceptable.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yes.
Read.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
What?
But on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in
so
the house.
So when you get light and knowledge, now you can be healed. It's like going to the doctor and you don't get no remedy. Or get the remedy for your problem, don't use it. How can you be healed?
Right.
But if you apply what God is saying, it's true.
Right.
You will be healed.
Yes.
As they went, they were healed. Read.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
What?
And glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Read.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the
Wait
prophets.
Wait a minute. So why are these priests? Oh, you know the law was done away with. What are they doing? They're destroying what God said. He didn't come to destroy them. He come to fulfill. And so should we.
Yes, thank God.
And everyone he sent, you are because you're a light. That means you're keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Read.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
He didn't. So should we be destroying God's word? But that's what they do. Oh, that law was done away with. Nobody keep that. What you preaching then? We preach in love. Love is the fulfilling of this.
Yes.
So if you're not fulfilling it, you ain't preaching it.
Right.
You might be preaching it, but you sure ain't living it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't heaven and earth still here?
Yes.
So if it's been destroyed, done away with, fulfilled, it says, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle. That means the Sabbath is still in there.
Yes.
Jesus honored his Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So a follower of Jesus is going to come behind him and get so excited. You know what? We're going to recognize the day he rose. First of all, he didn't rise on the first day of the week. He honored his Father.
Right.
He rose sometime after the Sabbath.
Yes.
Dang. That was somebody we're not too happy with, but you know, okay, fine. Let's go to 19th verse, where it says, whosoever.
Yes, Pastor. Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments.
Wait a minute, least. So that means you can't. You can't exempt me, not one. The one you think, oh, Sabbath. Anybody can pick their own day. That's the least thing. That's that easy, huh? But it's telling you the least. What?
And shall teach men so.
What?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Well, wait, he's not in there. But he's going to be called the least because those in the kingdom are going to say they're wrong. Because they are.
Yes.
And they're the least because they teach it. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 4th chapter, 4 and 16. What does it say?
It says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light.
What?
And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
What?
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
That's all light is telling you to do. Change. This is the light.
God.
When you read it, thou shalt have no gods before me, it's telling you to change. Because
yes.
It's telling you what God is requiring. When you read God's commandments, only thing you can do is turn and repent. Turn around, because the carnal man is not doing that. Turn. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Let's go to St. John 12 and 37. Let's go back there.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yes.
Well, it's beautiful all by itself. If you don't say it's beautiful, but I appreciate that you love God's word. Because that don't make sense to me. A person don't like God's word, think they're going to spend eternity with the word. How can you when you don't like it? And if you don't like it, God knows it. And so do we. Isn't that beautiful? 12 and 37, what does it say?
But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him.
Wait a minute. So it's not about, is your pastor, is he anointed? Does he heal? Yeah. If you obey. So it's just so to see. But they all they want to do is find out what they can get. Not about, I want to please God. I want to do what's right to make it into the kingdom. It's not about that. Even though they see the miracles, all the miracles they saw that Jesus did, they still was fighting him. How do you think of that? That's why they just don't like God. For them, two things, same thing Moses came through the Red Sea, heaps on every side,
yes.
Saw the miracle, got over there and said, where's that fella? Is that a way to talk about somebody you respect or love or honor? No. Because they didn't like God. They told Samuel, God said, Samuel, it's not you, it's me. It's always about the doctrine because the doctrine is God. So when you bring the doctrine, I don't like that you don't like God. I don't like the doctrine you bring because the doctrine you bring ain't about God either. Mine is, but yours is not. You can't see mine because you're not spiritual. And I can't see yours because I'm not carnal. That's why I don't like it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read 40th.
He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes.
So he blinded them because they were refusing to accept the knowledge. Because when you accept the knowledge, you begin to put it in action, then your eyes come open. But they refused. So he said, you say you see? So he blinded them. Because that's what they were worthy of, blindness, for their stubbornness and not believing God, not believing the one that God sent. Read.
Nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them.
So the healing come is to turn. That's how you get converted. To be turned from your old way of thinking and believe what God is telling you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Now, let's go to Psalms 19 and 7. Let's go there.
Yes.
We all came here. And we were converted from carnal teaching to spiritual teaching. Now, that's a matter of belief. I always say, believe what you want. But I would rather serve a God that word and power keeps me from going back to what I used to be. And yet, they're saying, that don't mean nothing because we all can't do it and they ain't never changed. They ain't going nowhere because flesh and blood don't go into the kingdom.
Yes.
You got to change.
Yes.
Means you got to be born again, right?
Beautiful.
Psalm 19:7, what does it say?
The law of the Lord is perfect,
what?
Converting the soul.
So if we want to be converted, because you got to get converted to be healed,
yes.
Got to go to that law.
Yes.
It's perfect.
All right.
Now, if it's perfect converting you, and we have to be converted to be healed, why would God do away with the law? Something that's perfect. God ain't never did anything with, done away with anything perfect, because that's him. He's perfect. And if we want to be perfect, we have to be like him. That's what God is calling for. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. 107. Let's go to Psalm 107.
All right.
107 and 20.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Carnal mind, these false teachings, whatever they say, they can't prove it in Scripture. And how they prove it in Scripture? They make up a new Bible, new jargon. Oh, this don't mean that. It means this, so they can match it up. No, we're going to go with the original translation. That's a matter of purpose. Well, I don't like the old word King James. I like the new translation. Mm-hmm. It's all about choices, right?
Yes.
But a mind tampered with that necessarily wasn't with the Holy Ghost. If you're with the Holy Ghost, you're with the commandments.
Yes.
If you're with the whole commandments, you're with perfection. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you're with the commandments, you're with being healed.
Yes.
107 and 20, what does it say?
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
Wait a minute. So if he sent his word to heal us, must be something we ain't doing. So the remedy is to not to have gods. You get healed from carnality and sin and not pleasing God. You get healed from making graven images. We don't wear crosses over here and all that stuff. All kind of trinkets. Go home, got a little things with Bible opened up, but that ain't going to do it if it ain't in your heart. That ain't going to do anything for you. And that's fine. If you're going to hang something, hang what's real. Hang the word. But don't be hanging little angels with beasts and stuff and dogs flying and pigs flying, all that kind of stuff. Who they? Oh, this going to be up ain't in heaven. Yeah, stuff like that. Okay. What are we reading?
The 21st.
James 1:21. Let's go there. Our time is moving. I ain't got much time. My recording box over here is looking at me. And they should, because I got something to say. Okay, James 1:21, what did it say?
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
What?
And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls.
Only one to save my soul is Jesus. Jesus and the word is one, they're the same.
That's right.
It saves you. It converts you. It heals you. To be saved is to be healed. That's all being saved means. Be healed from sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Read Luke 4:18. Let's go there.
All right. Beautiful.
I know we're not going to finish all this, but some will stay with us.
Yes.
And travel with us. And mm-hmm. Here, we that are here have no choice. I haven't locked the doors of the church, but we in great fellowship. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. We even got a visitor from a potential lawyer. So I know he's knowing what I'm saying is true. Nothing outweighs the law, right? The law is number one. That's all right. Luke 4:18, what does it say?
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
What?
He has
not someone that's poor in tangible things, but poor in spirit. Because mm-hmm. If your spirit ain't poor, you're not going to receive the knowledge of God, because it's not for the average man that don't love God. It's for the man that's seeking God or wouldn't be saved. Read.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, mm-hmm. to preach deliverance to the captives.
So, our hearts are healed through preaching of God's word. Mm-hmm. That's how we get our healing. It's how we get our deliverance.
Yes.
It's how we get set free from the enemy. It's all through the preaching of God's word. We'll read a little bit more. Let's go to the 19th verse. To preach.
Yes, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
What?
And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
What?
And he began to say unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears.
And what?
And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious word.
Gracious word, because all he wants is God go heal you, set mm-hmm. you free. And then, oh, this mm-hmm. is beautiful. We get ready to get something. But all he did was tell them.
All right.
About how God worked and how he worked in the past, they got offended. We will get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready? Thank God. Okay, read a little further.
Which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, you will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country.
Now, he spoke gracious words. And this is what anyone that's sent from God should be telling people, you know, mm-hmm. we got good news. God is going to bless you and heal you. Mm-hmm. But their healing is looking for something natural.
Right.
So, oh, he was gracious words. They were praising the man of God. But as soon as he brought a report mm-hmm. of how God have acted in the past with his people, look what happened, how they feel. Go ahead, Sister Franny. What did he say?
And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
What?
But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias.
What?
When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, with great famine was when great famine was throughout all the land.
What?
But unto none of them was Elias sent, save Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow.
What?
And many lepers were in Israel the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian.
What?
And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with
wrath. Wait a minute. You go to these facilities, or if you're invited, that we live for God. It's about living holy. Do you heal? Yeah, we heal. God does the healing. But we're not about this, we're not about that, and God cannot bless you unless you keep his commandments. They don't like that report. The first thing they feel like, you know, what are you, in a cult? They get upset because you're telling them what they've been doing is wrong. They got upset when the Lord said, my father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. They got furious because they weren't about the commandments. They were about the traditions in the servitude. Washing cups. That's what they were all about. The same thing today. They want you to come and jump around and jump out your shoes and your stockings over somebody saying amen. Get all excited. And that preacher ain't said one thing. But when you stand up and tell them what God is calling for and how you're living, holy and sanctifying your life, they sit on you like a piece of fire, ice or something. Is that how
right.
you
feel?
Right. That's right, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
Because they don't like what they hear, because the scripture says there's no beauty but you would desire him.
Right.
When you start painting the picture, that's what happened here.
That's right. Yeah.
But it's gracious when you say, oh, over here, yeah, we love God. God love you, and God love you more than you love yourself. That's a lie. That's what they want to hear. In other words, all the odds are in our favor. But when you say, if God hadn't come, you would have had a cloak. Oh, wait a minute. Because you're uncovering.
Right.
Let's go to 22nd verse. What does it say?
22nd. It says, And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words.
Excuse me, 24. What does 24 say? You read that, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Now read the, 29, read.
And rose up and thrust him out of the city. And
that means they laid hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
They, all behind saying that God didn't come to many, but to one,
all right.
A leper
yes.
and a widow.
Right.
They didn't like that. So when you tell them, they say, you know what, you're living for God, but if you keep God's commandments,
you can
God
visit us at
that.
Any time
God
for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.